Hey, Saints fans, I'm Zach Strief, right tackle of your New Orleans Saints. You know, the locker room is kind of my home away from home. It's not just where we work, it's also where we play. And after 11 years in New Orleans, it was in need of a little bit of renovations. We got it all cleaned up, and we're going to give you guys an exclusive tour. Take a look inside. Come with me. First thing you see when you walk in, got this huge three-dimensional Florida Lee, backlit, all lit up, with the New Orleans Saints on the wall. We want you guys to know, as soon as you walk in, exactly where you are. This is our house, just a little bit of a taste of what the rest of this room is going to be like. Come on, I'll show you. All right, guys, so we're in the locker room in front of the one locker that I know all of you watching. It's the locker that you want to see. I understand. It's my locker. So here we are. Obviously, my first impression was it doesn't even look like a locker. Obviously, very clean out front. We used to have completely open. Everything would kind of be hanging. Shoes would be out in front. It's all enclosed now. Name plates. Got lights to show off the helmet. We've got lock boxes now. Okay, so I'm going to show you some of the internal features of these lockers that make them kind of special. First of all, obviously our seats are essentially the doors to the main part of the locker. These just fold down, open up. It's where we can hang all of our stuff, our daily loops. This is how our clothes come to us every day. That's all of our workout stuff. Keep a game jersey in the locker, you know, just in case duty calls and you gotta run in. I'm always prepared to go, ready to go. Obviously, what's great about this is when we pull the seat up and sit on it, it goes away. So it's all nice and clean. We've also got an additional little locker here. Here's the fun parts. These lockers are all ventilated. So in this above box where we keep our pads, obviously play football in South Louisiana after practice. There's about 10 pounds of water in there. This is going to help us get that all cleaned up. We've also got lock boxes now. Don't look at my code. So we can plug in our phones, iPads, whatever. And then underneath here, follow me down, is the shoe locker. Got some special ones. Jonathan Goodwin had those painted for me. I only wear them on Fridays for practice. We call them Fast Feet Fridays. I say Fresh Feet Fridays. But so we got all kinds of different stuff in there. We've got some photos on the wall, things to kind of remind you of the past a little bit. And there's one in particular that is by far my favorite. I want to show it to you right here. This is my guy, Marcus Colston. It's basically the pinnacle of what you want in a New Orleans Saint. Tough, smart, selfless. Guy laid it on the line here for 10 years. He was a motivation to me. I can't tell you how proud I am to not only be a classmate, but also a roundmate of this guy. We were both seventh round picks in 2006. This one's pretty straightforward. That's what it's all about. That's what we're here for. I'm not used to all this talking. I'm getting a little bit thirsty. I'm gonna go ahead and grab something here. We'll keep this tour going. All right, so obviously not in the locker room, but this is where the work's done. Then we head in. I want to show you something that we see every time we walk in the locker room. Defend and the coordinates to the Superdome. It's all about that. Defending the dome, defending the home turf, putting on a show for the home crowd. So we got a few of these in the locker room. Inspirational thoughts. Starve your distractions, feed your focus. It's all about winning that week, whatever you got to do to play at the top of your game. Here's another one of the quotes, a little more motivation. Cowards never start, the weak never finish, winners never quit. All right, guys. Hey, thanks for coming on the tour with me, checking out all of our new digs. We're getting ready for a new season, and I know you are too. I'm looking forward to seeing all of you guys real soon out of training camp, and more importantly, in the Dome on Sunday.